A U.S. military spokesman in Afghanistan said today that American troops there have seized a truckload of weapons being smuggled into the country, possibly to attack the new Afghan government. For months, Afghan leader Hamid Karzai has asked for more international peacekeepers to deal with instability and lawlessness in the countryside. So far, the United States has opposed a broader peacekeeping role in Afghanistan. But as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, comments this week from two top U.S. officials suggest the Bush administration may be rethinking its position.
Almost every week brings reports of U.S. forces in Afghanistan finding caches of hidden weapons and even getting involved in firefights. United Nations peacekeepers, the International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF, have helped maintain law and order in Kabul, but their mandate does not extend to the countryside. The Bush administration to this point has not supported an expansion of the ISAF role, arguing that the focus instead should be on strengthening the Afghan government's own capabilities. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, in particular, has resisted a broader international operation, as he explained, for example, in a Pentagon news briefing 2 weeks ago.
The real problem, in my view, in Afghanistan is not security. It is rather the challenge of bolstering the new government, the new central government, and the fact that the international community is not yet delivering the level of assistance to President Karzai and his team that is needed.
The U.S. resistance to the idea of a broader peacekeeping role has provoked criticism from relief groups, which say their operations in Afghanistan are being jeopardized by the poor security conditions there. For the first time, there were signs this week that the U.S. government may now be hearing those pleas, as well as those of the Karzai government. U.S. Army General Tommy Franks, overall commander of the U.S. military operation in Afghanistan, said expanding the ISAF may in fact be desirable. And Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz told a British newspaper that the United States is looking, quote, very seriously at what might be done if we get more contributions to ISAF. James Dobbins, until this spring the administration's special envoy for Afghanistan, says this change of position, small as it may be, could be key to an expansion of the peacekeeping operation.
It will not be impossible to find countries that are prepared to participate in such an effort. It won't be easy, but it won't be impossible once it's clear, if indeed it becomes clear, that Washington is an enthusiastic backer and is prepared to provide certain types of support.
Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California has been pushing the administration hard to soften its opposition to an expansion of the peacekeeping operation in Afghanistan. She says she's encouraged by the latest news.
We are the superpower. We are the leader. And it just seems to me the administration up until this point has been caught up in some kind of ideological problem in terms of being concerned that they're going to get stuck in Afghanistan. The bottom line is, if we don't want to get stuck in Afghanistan, we have to do the right thing now.
Still, it remains unclear how much the administration's position really has changed. A senior defense official today downplayed the comments from Wolfowitz and Franks and reiterated the Pentagon's strong opposition to broadening the U.S. role in Afghanistan. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.